Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Blockchain and Web3 Technologies podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, July 29th, 2024, and we've curated a fantastic selection of blockchain and Web3 technologies news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Lumerin launches Morpheus public testnet for decentralized AI compute. Lumerin announced the launch of the Morpheus public testnet for decentralized AI compute on July 26. The testnet will run on the Arbitrum Sepolia network, offering a decentralized AI network connecting users, compute providers, and personal AIs. This initiative aims to democratize access to data and intelligence, ensuring transparency and accountability. Key benefits include secure AI data routing, permissionless access to personal AIs, censorship resistance, multiple large language models, crypto payments for AIs, and an AI marketplace. Lumerin's project leader, Ryan Condren, emphasized the vision of a future where individuals have control over their data and privacy. Lumerin's protocol uses smart contracts to control P2P data streams and is currently being leveraged to decentralize and allocate AI compute power.
Circor Trading Center, the evolution and prospects of the STO model in 2024. The security token offering STO is gaining traction in the capital market and blockchain industry amidst a global economic downturn. An STO involves issuing securities using blockchain technology, complying with existing securities regulations. In the US, STOs must adhere to regulations like Regulation D506C and Regulation A, while in Europe, regulations vary by country. Platforms like Polymath and Swarm use smart contracts to ensure compliance, with tools like Investor Passport streamlining the verification process. STOs promise benefits like higher liquidity and faster transactions, but their success depends on regulatory compliance, platform standards, and market depth. Zenith Asset Investment Education Foundation offers comprehensive educational programs to help investors achieve substantial wealth growth, led by experienced financial expert Arthur Frank and a team of skilled professionals.
Ether Galaxy Trading Center, the transformative power of asset tokenization. Asset tokenization offers benefits such as easy transferability, automated processing, and secure transaction archiving, democratizing ownership and ensuring asset legality. Integrating smart contracts with tokenization simplifies and expedites transactions, aiding estate planning and automating events. Tokenization aims to set a global standard for data exchange, supporting various asset types and cross-asset atomic swaps. Innovatech Investment Education Foundation, led by Bertram Charlton, enhances financial literacy and fraud detection through professional education, marketing strategies, and industry event participation. Innovatech plans to become a national leader in investment education, expand globally, and leverage AI and big data for personalized services.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Blockchain and Web3 Technologies podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.